everybody was a threat to the future of America, it's people like Adam Kinzinger. There was a machete attack in New York City on New Year's Eve. It was an attack on the police in New York Times Square. And apparently the suspect of this, he had a diary where he expressed a desire to join the Taliban and die as a martyr. So three officers were attacked with that machete, just blocked from Times Square on New Year's Eve. And and apparently he was targeted by NYPD in the past as an enemy of the state. I hate when you find that. It's almost worse when you find out that somebody was on the police or the FBI's radar and they still were able to commit crimes. That's bothersome. All right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the files of Gracie Wolf. I got a couple other stories here to share with you, though, right after that.
No major slowdowns to report this afternoon. I-10 and I-110 are moving nicely throughout our area, as well as Highway 90. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, expect no slowdowns on Highway 90. Chemukla Highway, our slowdowns have cleared up, so we're looking good in both the north and southbound directions. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So some of the other stories in the news. Jeremy Renner, the actor, is apparently in critical yet stable condition after a snow plowing incident. Apparently, in fact, we just got some additional details because we didn't have any details before, just other than he has a house in Reno, Nevada, and there's a lot of snow going on out west. I guess he was using his snow plow. Some accident happened, and he was in critical condition. Now, this is the additional thing we're getting is, I guess he was snow plowing, and he was plowing the road around a quarter mile from his Nevada home to get his family out after the snowstorm. He was using a snowcat plow, whatever that is, and that plow accidentally ran over one of his legs, apparently, and it led to major blood loss. A neighbor saw him, who happened to be a doctor, thankfully, put a tourniquet on his legs until the arrival of paramedics. Oh, my goodness gracious. So I don't know how that would have happened, but that's horrific. And hopefully he'll be able to recover from this. But, you know, man, that's vicious. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So I looked up Jeremy Renner's snowcat that he was using that ran over his legs. I'm thinking like a push snow, like a regular like snow blower is, I guess, what I was had in my mind. This thing was like a heavy piece of machinery. It's got like tracks on it, and you sit inside a cab, and then it's got the plow in the front. So for him to get run over by it, he must have got out to move something or something like that, and then the thing must have started going and ran him over. Very bizarre. It'd be interesting to find out the details of how that happened. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students could be back in Idaho as soon as tomorrow. Brian Koberger was arrested last week in Pennsylvania. He's not expected to fight extradition. A 19-year-old Maine man is facing charges of attempted murder for the knife attack of three New York City cops in Times Square on New Year's Eve. Suspect Trevor Bickford remains in the hospital after he was shot in the shoulder. A number of new laws around the country now in effect after the calendar flipped. 27 states will see minimum wage increases, including in Washington state, where it'll go up to $15.74. That's the highest rate in the U.S. And we're one step closer to seeing Bobby buy lottery tickets for the first time. The Mega Millions jackpot is now up to a whopping $785 million. Continuing to grow.
So we said we've got to a billion.
Billion.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So
which I mean, I think would be. I mean, it's gone up from what? What was it last time? Like
500
something. So we may be there next time if there's no winner.
Could be, especially as because what happens, you know, when it gets up this high, you get more people starting to buy in than when even when it's low. So if there's no winner, then there's a lot more money that goes into the pot
right
during this time of you know, during this phase, because everybody's trying to buy in on that. So kind of a crazy story right there overall. You keeping up with the college football and everything that's going on with the college football today?
Oh, yeah. It was not a good new year for me. Having to watch Ohio State lose in the way that they did was not fun. A lot of good bowl games. I mean, just finished a few minutes ago. Tulane come from behind win over USC, scoring a game winning touchdown with I think 9 seconds left in that game. So they won 46-45. You had two.
That's a big one. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that just finished. We got the Rose Bowl on right now. But yeah, I mean, we were talking about this on New Year's. I mean, two semifinal games. We have not had a college football playoff yet where two semifinals were both great, and never mind as good as those two games were.
Oh yeah, it definitely made you feel after those games that those are the top four teams in the country. That's the way it kind of felt to me. So, and then in the NFL, a lot of things happening in the NFL as well.
Big Monday Night Football game tonight. Big Monday night game tonight.
Monday night football.
I don't remember. I looked it up today. The combined win totals of the two teams, the Bengals and the Bills, I think is like tied for the highest in Monday Night Football history.
Really?
This type of game on Monday Night Football does not happen often.
Yeah, that's true. And it's a big one for both of them. Both of them, I think, have got a really good chance to compete throughout the playoffs. So.
Yeah, the one seed up for grabs in both the AFC and NFC.
Oh, yeah.
If the Bengals win tonight against the Bills, then it's them, the Bills, and the Chiefs all fighting for the one seed next week. There's a lot of playoff scenarios still yet to be decided, and it's going to be a really fun weekend in the NFL this coming week.
Yeah, it is. Big sports way to start off this sports year. So
yeah,
it's pretty nice as well. And I noticed the one of the local stories here, former deputy cadet who shot somebody. And I guess today we got more details. I saw just like an hour ago. They said they don't believe that she shot and killed her husband in self-defense, or there's no evidence of that.
Yeah, that was Chief Deputy Shane Tucker talking with Channel 3, saying they haven't found any evidence of that. But yeah, we have another looks like a domestic shooting involving a husband and wife. Second locally in this last week, of course, the one
in
Crestview.
Week, yeah.
Crestview involving a an Army soldier.
That's right. So, except that one was a male shooter. This one's a female shooter. So, kind of bizarre thing just in the past week, just right around the holidays. So, all right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good this Monday afternoon. I-10, I-110 not showing delays. 29 north and southbound also looking good. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, the Highway 90 bridge is moving smoothly, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. We do have a small accident. This is going to be off of South Navy Boulevard on Barrancas Avenue. Not seeing any major slowdowns because of it. It's where Barrancas Avenue turns into Gulf Beach Highway. So just keep that in mind if you're going through that intersection. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, we often talk about human trafficking. And I think nowadays when we think about human trafficking, we think sex trafficking. But that's not the only trafficking. In fact, there's quite a few others. And a Florida federal judge just sentenced somebody to 10 years in prison for trafficking. I'll tell you more details about it coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, Mardi Gras! Pensacola Mardi Gras is kicking off the Mardi Gras season this Friday, January 6th, with a static parade and blessing of the floats in downtown Pensacola. Come check out the Mardi Gras cruise and stick around for the cutting of the cake. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in 2 minutes, we'll get your Fox News update, and then we got your sports hit. Where we'll go through some of those bowl game updates for you today, as well as some big sports news that's happening today as well. So a Florida federal judge has sentenced the owner of a farm labor company. He owns Los Villatoros Harvesting. They sentenced him to 10 years in prison on racketeering and forced labor charges. Apparently, he was bringing in Mexican farm workers to the United States on the agriculture visa. The H-2A, but he was accused of mistreating them. According to the Assistant Attorney General, Kristen Clark, quote, human trafficking, including forced labor campaigns that exploit vulnerable workers, is unlawful, immoral, and inhumane. This defendant abuses power as a business owner to capitalize on the victim's vulnerabilities and immigration status, luring those seeking a better life with false promises of lawful work paying a fair wage. Apparently, he forced the agricultural workers to work in inhumane conditions, confiscated their passports, imposed extra fees and debts on them, which basically took away, you know, their income and everything. And then, of course, threatened them with deportation or false arrest if they didn't keep working. He compelled them to work in Florida, Kentucky, Indiana, Georgia, North Carolina. Evey. So, you know, we talk about this human trafficking all the time. Here's a story in Florida where he brought people in under the pretense of something that was legal. They came here on agriculture visas, but then he basically pulled their passports, threatened them with deportation if they didn't keep working, and then it didn't pay them a fair wage and added extra fees and things like that. It's just like, oh my goodness. I mean, forced labor is a different word for slavery or indentured servitude, and that's still, this is 2022, 2023. It's like so bizarre that stuff's still going on in America, and this is like one of these things I don't expect to hear in America. You know what I mean? Anyway, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Come up here next Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northwest Florida is hosting its signature annual event, the Big Gala. It's presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. Comes up Saturday, January 14th. It's their biggest black tie event of the year, and it's going to be at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. This year's theme is Come Fly With Me, which is going to celebrate Northwest Florida's rich history in aviation. And there's going to be signature cocktails, a gourmet seated dinner, and live and silent auctions. So if you'd like to sponsor or get some tickets, call Big Brothers and Big Sisters at 850-433-KIDS. That's 433-5437, or go to newsradio923.com. Remember, the proceeds from the Big Gala will go towards Big Brothers and Big Sisters in Northwest Florida's mission to create and support one-on-one mentoring relationships. Every child deserves to see their potential realized. Sometimes it just takes a supportive adult to help defend that potential. So you can make a big impact on a child's life by becoming a mentor with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida as well. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, coming up here in about 10 minutes. We'll get another quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom and talk about some of the top restaurants in the state as well. Before we get to all that, we'll even talk about some crazy, you know, it's the beginning of the year. So with that, we get a bunch of crazy new laws that get that are getting implemented around the country. And so we'll talk about some of those crazy laws coming up then. Before we get to our sports hit, top three stories here. Kevin McCarthy has offered concessions to the detractors with the House rules package in order to try to become the Speaker of the House. Ukraine has struck Russian forces in the Donbas region in the deadliest attack in months. And Jeremy Renner, the actor, is in critical condition, but stable following extensive injuries following a New Year's Day snowplow incident. He had to have a tourniquet and had to be flown out and everything. He has this big, huge snow cat. It's like a snowplow machine, and somehow it ran him over. Like he ran himself over somehow. And I mean, we're talking like it's a track machine. Like this has got tracks on it and like you ride in it. I don't know how it ran him over unless he got out and must have like kicked into gear or something. I don't know. But luckily there was a neighbor there who ended up being able to put a tourniquet on him until paramedics arrived and they life flighted him. He's in critical yet stable condition. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Big Monday night football game tonight at 7:30 on ABC, ESPN, ESPN2. They're going to have it everywhere. Buffalo Bills taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. The NBA had already played earlier today. The Knicks beat the Phoenix Suns. And then on NBA TV tonight at 9 o'clock, Atlanta Hawks will be playing the Golden State Warriors. We have some NCAA football bowl games going on. Number 16, Tulane beat number 10, USC, at a last-minute touchdown, beating them 46-45. Number 7, LSU crushed Purdue 63-7. And number 22, Mississippi State wanted to honor their recently passed head coach, Mike Leach, and they did so, beating Illinois 19-10. Right now on ESPN is the Rose Bowl. Number 11, Penn State, is beating number 8, Utah, 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. That game, once again, is on ESPN. NCAA men's basketball will be on Big Ten tonight. Number 1, Purdue, is playing Rutgers at 6 o'clock. Then NHL hockey, Boston Bruins beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-1 earlier today. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Las Vegas is playing Colorado on ESPN+. And at 9 o'clock, Philadelphia is playing Anaheim. Then we'll get your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
No accidents to report. I-10 and I-110 are moving nicely throughout the area and into Mobile as well. Really nothing to slow you down on I-10. Taking a look at Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach, all moving smoothly, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tennessee Titans are going to start Dobbs as the quarterback over Malik Willis in the AFC South title game. Tennessee Titans have lost 6 in a row now, and they've dropped out from the leader of the AFC South. But if they beat the Jaguars this week, then they'll still win the AFC South. If the Jaguars win, they'll win the AFC South. So big game here, and they're going to play this former University of Tennessee quarterback as a starter. Playoff-bound Buccaneers are still going to play Tom Brady and their starters, feeling like they need to keep everybody fresh. According to a report, John Harbaugh from Michigan will jump to the NFL if he gets an offer. McNally, the very first NFL official in the Hall of Fame, has passed away today at the age of 97. He was instrumental in getting the instant replay implemented in the NFL. Martina Navratilova, the legendary tennis star, has been diagnosed with two forms of cancer, unfortunately. The Seattle Kraken are hosting the Las Vegas Knights in the 2024 Winter Classic. And finally, in college football, Alabama Crimson Tide stars have rode the wave into the NFL. Quarterback Bryce Young, linebacker Will Anderson, and running back Jahmyr Gibbs have all declared for the NFL draft. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So California has, you know, it's January 1st. Now we have, well, technically it's January 2nd, but you know what I mean. First of the year, we have multiple laws that are getting implemented all around the country. And I'm going to talk about one of them here in the state of Florida next hour. But I saw these from California and I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe this is why California is losing residents by the thousands every single year. Maybe this is why California is losing businesses every single year. Here's just a few of the laws that are going into place. SB 107. It's a sanctuary state for transgender kids. Wait, what? They signed a COVID misinformation law. This requires the California's medical licensing boards to take disciplinary actions against doctors who are involved with disinformation, a dissemination of misinformation or disinformation related to COVID. Oh, what? Decriminalization of jaywalking because of racism. They call it the Freedom to Walk Act. It basically says that jaywalking is a racist crime, and it's enforced unevenly in communities of color. Allowing nurses to perform abortions without doctors just passed in California. Decriminalizing loitering for prostitution. It decriminalizes loitering in public for the purpose of committing prostitution. It's still a crime, but prostitution is a crime, but loitering for that purpose was no longer a crime. So weird. And one bill that did not go into place, it is on hold for now. It's state control of fast food restaurants. What this bill would do is it create a 10-member council known as the Fast Food Council. They would serve for 10 years. They would set the wages and working conditions for the fast food industry in the whole state of California. It has currently been suspended by the courts, but they're still trying to push for it to get done. So those are just some examples of the laws that got implemented into place in California. I can see why so many people are fleeing the state. Oy vey. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, speaking of restaurants, I've got a list of some of the best restaurants in each state. And there's one close to us that got a pretty good nod. We'll talk about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions with us by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, the first execution of an openly transgender death row inmate is scheduled for tomorrow. Amber McLaughlin is set to die by lethal injection in Missouri after being convicted of first-degree murder, rape, and aggravated assault back in 2003. The disgraced young crypto king is set to plead not guilty to fraud charges. Reports say Sam Bankman-Fried, accused of stealing billions from customers since 2019, will plead not guilty in a New York court tomorrow. Twitter CEO Elon Musk on Sunday teased that this week's Twitter Files report will focus on now former National Institutes of Health Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Dr. Anthony Fauci. And finally, staying hydrated could help slow the aging process. That's according to a new National Institutes of Health study that looked at 11,000 Americans over a period of 25 years. It found that those who weren't drinking enough fluids, as determined by the amount of sodium in their blood, were at higher risk for age-related conditions. So drink more water.
I can see, Yeah, I can see that. More water keeps the skin hydrated and everything like that. Yeah, absolutely. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there is, what's his name? Guy Fieri. Remember old Guy Fieri? So he has been all over the country doing his shows, diners, drive-ins and dives and other things. So he's tasted everything. He decided to put together a list of what he feels like is the best restaurants in every state. And the one in Florida is actually a restaurant in Orlando area called Seven Bites. Never heard of it, but no, I don't really go to the Orlando area that much. But what I found was the one in Alabama. Alabama was Sunset Point and Fairhope. So that's fairly close to us. It's run by a man known as Panini Pete. And so he says it's got some really good food over there. So if you want to check out at least a restaurant that Guy Fieri says is one of the better ones in the country, the best one in Alabama, Sunset Point over in Fairhope. There was somebody checked Google reviews to find the top rated fast food restaurant in each state. And what they found is by far Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A ranks first overall for Google reviews. Interesting to me, at least, coming in worst, dead last for fast food restaurants in Google reviews was Papa John's Pizza. I like Papa John's. That's like one of my favorite chain. If I'm going to get chain pizza, that's like one of them I go to. So I was surprised to see that they get the lowest ranking of fast food. But Chick-fil-A was the top rated fast food restaurant in 34 out of 50 states. 34 states. It's like, y'all. I mean, kind of not a surprise, but wow.
But also in some states, I'm sure they only have a couple Chick-fil-A's because it's still kind of getting new, I feel like, in the West.
Oh, yeah, they're still
growing. Right?
They're still expanding. Yeah, absolutely. So they're still not everywhere yet. So here in the state of Florida, yes, Chick-fil-A was number one. But Alabama, it wasn't. It was Daylight Donuts. Daylight Donuts has the highest rating in the they have higher ratings as far as Google reviews goes over Chick-fil-A even. But then it goes right back to Chick-fil-A in Mississippi and Louisiana. But Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, all Daylight Donuts. In some states, it was Papa Murphy's Pizza got the highest rating. I thought that was kind of interesting. A couple of states was Five Guys. And then out west in California and Nevada, it was In-N-Out Burger, which I think is okay. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout Pensacola. Also, nothing to slow you down on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley all checking in without any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, you see an accident, have details on it, give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So according to Google reviews, when you look at the overall restaurant chain, Chick-fil-A, like I said, just dominates. It has the highest Google reviews for the most part. But when you break it down by cuisine, for example, obviously chicken, well, then, yeah, Chick-fil-A comes out tops just about every state. There is Raising Cane's in a couple of states and then Popeye's in South Dakota, and that's it. But when you look at burgers, like burger chains here in the state of Florida and many, many others, it's Culver's comes in as the best Google rating. And the top three would be Culver's, Five Guys, and In-N-Out Burger. Just kind of depends on where you are and which state. But Five Guys has a lot of them. They actually come in number one. And so I thought that was kind of interesting. When you look at donuts, Krispy Kreme and Daylight Donuts pretty much dominates. But then this other place in a place like Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, Lamar's Donuts and Coffee. Up north, it's still a lot of Krispy Kremes, but then you get Tim Hortons as well. So I don't know. I'm one of those. I like Dunkin' Donuts better. I always have. Just think Dunkin' Donuts just tastes better than the Krispy Kremes, except for the regular glaze. Like the regular glaze Krispy Kreme is better than pretty much any other regular glaze. But Dunkin' Donuts has like tons of other kinds of donuts that are, you know, a lot bigger variety. So when you look at pizza-based ones, Papa Murphy's just dominates. pretty much every state. Some of them have Marco's Pizza. I don't know what's wrong with Massachusetts, but the highest rated pizza place in Massachusetts, Chuck E. Cheese. Like, what?
Are they
Chuck
okay?
Chuck E. Cheese must be different than any Chuck E. Cheese I'm used to. That was a little bizarre. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. I can't even say some of these names, but you can identify as some of these genders as of now. Some states have and some cities have cleared that you can identify as this gender. Some of these I can't even say, but I'll go ahead and give you some of these examples. Gender F, like F, bad word F. Gender F, you can use that as a thing, and you can even, oh boy. Demigirl, Mahu Kane, Butch, Gray Gender, Pangender, Brother Boy, Cis, X. That's right, in the state of New York, you can just put X down as your gender. Non-binary, NB, like ENBY, what? Here's another one I can't say. The F word that describes homosexuality. Yeah, you can actually use that as a gender or a gender. These are all things. And many of these, if you identify as these genders, you can actually get money in your taxes.